This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump appears focused on naming one of two conservative female jurists he appointed to federal appellate courts to replace Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberal icon who died last week. Mr. Trump told a political rally Saturday night in Fayetteville, North Carolina, that he will make the nomination this week and that it will be a woman. Supporters chanted, "Fill that seat," and Trump said that is exactly what he intends to do. Mr. Trump's intention to make an appointment 6 weeks before he faces a bitter re-election contest against Democrat Joe Biden on November 3rd instantly touched off a rancorous political fight in Washington between Republicans who say they will support his nominee and Democrats who called for this election to be delayed until either Mr. Trump or Mr. Biden takes office in January for a new four-year White House term. Mr. Trump wants the Senate to quickly confirm his choice before the election. It's unclear whether Republicans with a 53-47 majority in the chamber will act before Election Day. Italians are voting today and Monday on whether to reduce the number of members of the country's parliament. The changes would cut the number of members of the Chamber of Deputies from 630 to 400, and the number of senators from 315 to 200. The referendum was delayed from its March 29th date because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Wearing masks and maintaining social distancing is mandatory in polling stations. The results are expected late on Monday. A fire broke out Sunday evening in the Reception and Identification Center for asylum seekers on the Greek island of Samos, but is now under control, according to police and firefighter sources. This echoes two large fires that broke out on Moria on the island of Lesbos.